Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a certain level of culpability of allowing anybody to move into a home like that.
Or choosing to live into a home like that.
Yeah, but you're still a parent. Don't you still pay the bills?
Yeah, but you know what? It went a whole year last year and no one got evicted. I thought that was a pretty good track record.
We almost failed out.
Well, yeah, but that was, I mean, we're baby stepping. Here's Oscar to sing for you.
Country roads, take me home to one bedroom that's available mid-semester.
Mid-semester!
Part of the fun
right, of
buying the candies, ask my roly-poly mom. Those fun packs, one's for you, one's for the kids. I always see that rocking, like you get too much for a reason. Oh, I have too much, and that ends up in your candy jar.
She's not a full-sizer? She doesn't do the full-sizer?
No, she's full-size herself.
Jesus.
I say that with all respect and love for my mom.
That was terrific.
All that and more, The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Mike is okay. Mike is not here, but Mike is okay.
Yeah, I was just texting him as we speak.
And I imagine the plan is to have him back tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is the plan. Good. Good to know. Live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Now, in our second decade, TMOS is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. You are in for a treat. And for our longtime friends, thank you for your continued support and spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Rome, Italy, Laguti, Indiana, Secaucus, New Jersey, Eagan, Minnesota, Forks, Washington, and Doha, Qatar. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started.
Yeah, Mr. Mike O'Mara will join us, God willing, tomorrow.
Good.
Today, he is doing what Mike does. Like, he literally is helping, if I understood our exchange correctly, his neighbors with their storm shutters.
Yeah.
As the days go by and, you know, the casualties and fatalities, that number goes up.
Right.
Like, we knew this was a monster storm, a storm of a century, but Hurricane Ian has caused so much devastation.
Yep.
That we're in shock by just watching on the news. Imagine living there.
In the middle of it. Yeah. Having to return to it, it's horrifying. Very, very bad.
I don't know, it's got to be, and we'll get a better perspective from Mike. Clearly, we feel fortunate that he, you know, him and his family are safe. And
his home is still standing.
Yeah, but it's, man, it's just heavy.
Yes, it is.
It's heavy. And our thoughts and prayers are with everybody that's been affected.
Absolutely. And also, I want to send a tip of the TMOS cap out to my wife, who, if nothing else, has the best timing of anyone I know.
What happened?
Who called me not 3 minutes before we cracked the mic today and said, Robert's fraternity house has been condemned again and he has to vacate.
Nah.
And I said, and where does he go? And she says, it's not clear. The fraternity will pay, or the people that manage the fraternity house will pay for him to get a dorm for, you know, until the repairs are made to make the house safe. But he says, there's no way I'm going to be living in a dorm again. And he says, I'm 20. And then Carrie very brightly countered with, yes, but still a freshman in so many ways. And so this is still happening right around my ears. And I don't even know where my son is going to sleep tonight. So that could have probably waited to let me know until after the show. So
I don't think being a father gets... I don't think you have the timing for it. I remember calling my father to his office.
Yes.
And if I had a problem, like, he would not call me back till roughly 8:30 p.m. when I was in college.
Yeah.
And I just never expected that on-demand return, right?
Well, what it was Carrie, and I...
No, I get that. Like, any parental figure.
Yeah, and I love the fact that she said, call me quick, and it was all lowercase letters.
Figure it out.
And so I thought, you know what? This is most definitely a disaster of some sort.
I don't know what to say. You knew this place was condemned before you moved in, right?
It was supposedly fixed before they moved in. They uncondemned it.
I just think that that's... You know, as a kid, say a bunch of red flags.
Yeah.
So are you shocked by this call?
I am a little bit. Turns out it was the
place that was condemned didn't really fix everything the right way.
It was structural damage. You would have think they might have spotted that beforehand, before they uncondemned it. I don't know. You know what? This is such fresh news. I don't know how I feel yet.
Yeah, I just want you to take off your dad cap for 2 seconds and say, pretend that I'm telling you all of this.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I would like you to tell me, you big dummy. You knew this was coming.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of problems from the beginning. You shouldn't have bought that skinny house. The fact that you have rats again.
Hold it. Oscar, we're not talking about you.
I thought we were talking about my house.
No, we're not talking about
projection.
Oh, that's really sorry. A very swerve right there.
Yeah, well,
very key swerve.
I'm telling you, like, when I bring these things up, no one should feel bad for me.
Yeah.
I knew what I was getting into. Sometimes the cheapest house on the block is the cheapest house on the block for a reason.
For a reason.
Sometimes it wasn't sold in 4 months in a hot housing market for a reason.
The rats are happy.
So I feel for the young buck.
Dear residents and guarantors.
Yeah, but this is what he gets?
Yeah.
This is the email?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
We have been informed that as of this morning, 10-4, and they're not signing off. That is actual the date. Like, not like 10-4, good buddy.
Yeah.
For October, the chapter house has been condemned due to a failure by the property owner to address issues cited by the city inspector. Side note, the guy that they're referring to, the property owner, the guy that takes care of this stuff.
The owner of the property.
Well, it's a sublease, and there is a guy that is supposed to be a property caretaker.
Property manager?
Probably.
Or like a house dad?
Maybe. I don't know. When Carrie called, she was talking 100 miles an hour with a bad cell phone connection.
A den father?
Not a den father, but more of a maintenance guy. But he's on vacation.
A founding father?
He's not a founding father.
That lives in the boiler room?
He's on vacation and cannot be reached. He's vacationing in Michigan.
Oh.
So it's going to be a while before they get in touch with him. As the house is leased from the property owner by Clevin, which I guess is the company, who subleases back to the chapter and its residents.
That screams West Virginia, by the way.
The fact that it's so many people
involved.
A
lot of cousins.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
These violations and repairs are the responsibility of the property owner. Clevin exists to assist the facilitation of these repairs on behalf of the chapter. Thank you for assisting. You haven't done anything. The list has been requested by Clevin from the city and the property owner, but has yet to be received over... I'm sorry, one more time. The list has been requested by Clevin from the city and the property owner, but has yet to be received over the past 2 weeks. The property owner is facilitating a plan for repair, and Clevin will be hiring an independent contractor to assist in addressing repairs once the list has been received from either the property owner or the city. So there's a problem, but nobody knows what to fix.
Look, I don't blame your son. I don't blame you. If someone is offering shelter and housing that you guys are paying for,
yes,
they should take care of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not being taken care of, then you have to pay for, like, you get a hotel for them or you get
he's now on a waiting list to go into a dorm, but that's not guaranteed.
Yeah. What's the mandate these days for, is he a sophomore now?
He is, he's in his sophomore year, but credit-wise, he's still a freshman.
That's sad.
Yep. You're telling me.
So is...
You know what got condemned? His GPA. Am I right?
Yeah, I actually don't... It's funny, I don't laugh at that because every time I think about it, it brings me back to... I remember I had one bad semester.
Yes.
And that, at that point, my parents essentially threatened to cut me off,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to bounce back, right?
Actually, he's better. He's
bounced
better
back.
Now. He's bounced
still a
back.
Freshman, yeah. though. I didn't
yes.
realize
yeah.
that. That's
yeah. because of the
that's
credit number. Yeah.
So can freshmen live off campus technically?
Well, yeah, he can live anywhere he wants.
Well, no. I'm saying some schools don't allow freshmen to live off campus. That's just a matter of fact.
Well, he already is if he's living on, the dorm is, I mean, the dorm is on campus, certainly, but the fraternity house is technically off campus if it's not owned by the school. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if they had an affiliation or...
It's not really recognized by the school.
Oh, that's right. They got DQ'd.
Right. It's not exactly what we'd call one of the top-tiered fraternities.
I think that there's probably... he's not going to get the pick of the litter in dorms or housing because all the great houses have already been signed up for.
Right. Yeah, most people do
Where's the fellowship going? His brotherhood?
Well, I don't know. This is all broken in the last 4 hours.
Can we call him?
We could call him,
Why don't you send Pony his number?
Okay.
And we can talk to the young buck, give him some good advice.
Oh, I'm sure. You know what? The chance of him answering are slim, but we will see.
Well, he's probably, you know, I feel like this is, for those of you that are within the demo,
yes,
and you remember the movie Revenge of the Nerds, which is obviously not culturally appropriate these
days.
Doesn't hold up.
It's not exactly appropriate, is it?
The Alpha Betas burned down their house the first weekend of school,
mm-hmm,
and then they take over the Lambda 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 house.
Yes.
We could always tell them about that play if they want to do that.
No, I don't think that's the case. Let's see. Did you get that, Pony? Did that go through?
Not yet.
All right. I'll send it one more time. Sorry about that.
This is what you get for not having an iPhone.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, the Android situation.
Oh, it is a definite situation. Lots of green letters.
Maybe it's your fault for having iPhones.
Every outlier in my life has been a green bubble.
Won't happen again in green letters.
Hey.
There we go.
Okay, very good.
Did you cheat on me? Green bubble.
Dot, dot, dot.
We're getting evicted? Green bubble.
Okay.
Hey, did you forget to upload that file? Green bubble.
We're dialing him up now. Yeah. He's in West Virginia. Okay, very cool.
WVU, let's go Mountaineers. I am an alum from there, so I can talk trash about the place.
Exactly. Not what I would call a beautiful campus in places. Oh. It has its moments.
It's a gorgeous town.
Not a gorgeous town.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is.
It's beautiful.
When have you gone? It can be gorgeous.
I've been up there three times.
The Jewel of the Nile.
The Jewel of the Nile.
Of the Monongahela.
Yeah. Okay.
The Jewel of Monongahela.
Is that the river there?
Yes, that's the river.
Yeah. It's a very slow-moving river.
I can't even say it.
More of a pond.
20 years later, Monongahela.
Monongahela.
Monongahela. Hurts my mouth.
Uh-oh.
Let's let leave a message.
7-0-3.
Okay, we can kill that. Thank you.
Well, I thought we were going to...
We will.
5-5. At the tone, please record your message.
I'll let you lead
to
his father.
Recording,
okay.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, let's wait.
I hope you're listening. I'll leave.
Son, it's your father. I understand you're up there living where it's almost heaven, and the house has been condemned. Oscar and I are here. We wanted to hold your hand and help you figure out the best play for getting yourself some housing. I'm sorry to hear about the condemnation, especially after we got you a dehumidifier and everything. I'm surprised that it's still trouble. Oh, hold on, Oscar. Here's the hook. Country roads, don't sing. Take me home. He'll be taken home.
Yeah, you need a home.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean Robert, here's Oscar.
Robert Wadhams III.
Yes, Spiewak.
Fantana here.
That means nothing to him.
He listens to the TikToks.
He does, internet.
So, Bitcoin. Listen, don't wait for the fellowship to find a new home like in Revenge of the Nerds.
The Brotherhood.
Don't wait for one of your best friends to find a new home, like in Neighbors.
You're just citing movies.
Life is not a frat movie.
Right.
Or a sorority movie, Neighbors 2. But this is every man for themselves. Find a nice one bedroom or see if your girlfriend at the moment has a spare bedroom.
Roommates.
If you can flop at her house for a month, maybe somebody will fail out by the end of the semester. You can get into their joint. But you gotta find your avenue now because there's a bunch of brothers, and I mean that not in the racial way, but in the fraternity way.
Certainly not a WVU.
Running around, getting their essentially their living situation set up. And you're sitting here calling Leesburg, Virginia for some help, and they're not going to help you.
Can't help you.
You got to maneuver. ASAP. You're there. You're on the ground.
You got to grab, you know what? Even if it sucks, grab that dorm room. Grab that temporary dorm room.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oscar's singing.
To the play. What?
I think we got cut off.
What? Oh. Well, you can't play music still?
For some reason, it paused.
Some reason. You're the one running the board.
No, I touched nothing. I touched nothing.
Robert, your father's a terrible board op.
Yes, but back. I have a place to sleep tonight.
We're back. yeah, just listen. Every man for themselves.
Right.
Like, don't wait for Stinky or...
Bun.
Or Bun or, you know, whatever.
I think there's one called 4.7 or 47.
Yeah, or 47. don't wait for them to get their place, to get a quad.
He had a very high GPA. Oh, here's Oscar to sing for you.
Country roads, take me home. Two one bedroom, that's available. Mid-semester. Help me out with the lease. That includes the cable.
I had a different lyric there. First and last.
Yes.
For the first and last of the month. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
Act fast, son.
Call me.
Don't be the last one.
No.
Because if you are, you'll get the slim pickings.
Yeah, and grab what you can get. You can always trade up. And the house, once they knock it down and rebuild it, it's going to be great.
Yeah, that do not. It's tough not to be emotional about that house. Let it go. It's a garbage can. You see that.
Garbage can. And clear. Thank you, Matt.
That helped.
Okay, well, we got that resolved, I suppose.
Don't you feel better?
I do.
That was assertive.
Yeah.
We gave him plans. We sang to him.
You sang.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I just...
I'm going to be a great dad one day.
No.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. Mm. But the thing is, as a dad, I just feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Because he's a kid
it's
still.
It's a bummer, but you
he's
know what?
He's still a kid.
These are great life lessons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, being evicted at 20... Like, that will set you up.
How old were you the first time?
It never happened. But that'll set you up for future evictions.
Yeah, well, you know
what? At this rate.
It's not his fault. The house being structurally damaged. I believe one of the things he said to Carrie was, it's nothing we did. We're not going to blame you, son. So, I mean, that's fine. But
it's not his
it's
fault.
It's off-putting. It's off-putting is what it is.
But, you know, there's a certain level of culpability of... allowing anybody to move into a home like that.
Or choosing to live into a home like that.
Yeah, but you're still a parent. Don't you still pay the bills?
Yeah, but you know what? It went a whole year last year and no one got evicted. I thought that was a pretty good track record.
You almost failed out.
Well, yeah, but that was, I mean, we're baby stepping. First we get the GPA up. Then we don't get evicted.
Then we find shelter.
Yeah, shelter. It would be like an episode of Naked and Alone, except he'd be up there on the quad.
And Afraid?
Yeah, whatever. Naked and Alone. Naked
no, that's
and Afraid.
My show every night.
Oh, I don't want to watch that show.
No wonder you don't answer the phone.
NC-17.
Worst case, I guess this is the point where he has to advocate for himself.
He has to.
Because if you wait for your friends, like everybody's... This is what, can I just give you, because I've seen this play out before.
Sure.
There are some parents that have already found some of his frat brothers' places.
Yep.
Because they have the latitude or time to
Ka-ching.
Say, hey, we found this place.
Right.
I already talked to the owner, like moving in. Done. Right. So right now, some of his friends are guaranteed like already set up.
Right.
So that... He just found out today, if he waits like 3 more days,
that's a disaster.
Anything that he thinks is viable will be gone.
He needs to have a plan in motion, and he can't plan on staying with his gal because she's got roommates.
She does?
Yeah. He can't be that guy.
There's nothing better than watching a TikTok video and it's the roommate saying she said that he's only going to stay here for one night and then he like moves in.
He shows up, all his clothes, everything, big bins of clothes.
How much junk or stuff does he have?
Exactly one Kia Sorento full of junk.
Really?
Yeah. But that doesn't count. Like the fact he bought a bed, we had that delivered up there.
Oh my God.
So
he's got to move, like literally move now?
Well, no, I don't think that I think he can leave stuff there. They just can't inhabit it. Again, I'm going on a brief phone call here. I don't know. I can't get to the bottom of it.
They got
to
fix it, right?
They got to fix it. Pony, they've got to fix it.
They must fix it.
Yeah. Thank you.
But if this guy's on Lake Michigan, Then he's
maybe he's vacationing in Detroit. I don't know.
Who's his landlord? Rich Rodriguez?
Hey, I want to tell you.
For those of you WU football fans, you're laughing right now. That's a throwback.
Well, laugh loud to cover up for the rest of us.
You're like, who? What?
Huh? What?
He'll be fine.
Yeah, they need to.
But like, these life lessons, I ask you not. Earlier in life, the better you'll be prepared in the future.
I hope so. I hope something good comes from this, and I hope he listens to that entire message.
Well, I think he will. He'll be like, hey, my dad called me when I was on the podcast.
Well, no, it'll say like Podville Media, won't it? What would the caller ID say?
But he still, it would say Podville Media.
Yeah.
But he also, like, my logic for him is he's playing Edward 40 hands right now.
Right.
Like with his, like they're doing the Alpha Beta's keg party, we burnt our house down chant.
Okay.
So this is, when you're a kid, you're like, this is somewhat exciting, but real.
How ironic that the only thing that might survive this is the sofa.
Yeah. But what we try.
WVU people are laughing now.
What I'm trying to impart to you is that expect the worst.
Yes.
And then if the best happens, then great.
Yeah.
But you are at least prepared because if he's really trying to come back, it's going to be a month-to-month lease, which would be more expensive, which is going to be hard to find.
Well, remember, he will be reimbursed for housing by the company because they've displaced him.
Yeah, but unless there's unlimited cash flow, how's that going to happen?
I don't know, but they said in the email, I didn't get to that part, that they will reimburse him for housing, whether it be a dorm or something else.
Okay.
So we'll see what, again, you know what? I'm speaking from
you stay out of it. Let him figure it out.
No, not so much that. I'm just speaking from an emotional part right now because I only found out about this moments before you did.
If I had a son and he lost his place, I'd be bummed out.
Yeah, I'm bummed.
But if I had a son and he lost his place and he moved into a condemned house, I would not be shocked.
Well, yeah, but I think
there's a level of like, maybe this experiment's over. Not college. But the frat.
Well, I've seen all the houses in a row up there. Remember, he's not one of the classic looking fraternity houses.
Some of those houses. Jones Ave, Grand Ave. Like, I know those houses. Those houses are all dumpy.
Yeah.
So they kind of all look the same.
I have to wonder if there was like a coin flip to see which one gets condemned this year.
But structurally, when you walk in some of those houses,
yes,
you're like, oh, this is nice. And then when you walk in some other houses, you're like, oh, this place is getting condemned.
Yeah, yeah. And it's sad because he fixed up his room and everything.
Remember, my old house burnt down.
That's right. That's right. We're sorry about that.
Yeah, this
still is
years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God.
So you're not a person of interest still.
No, I mean, but it was funny that the Hatfields were my, they were my landlords.
And they were actually descended from the people from
the
classic
feud.
Yes,
I would literally write my check to the Mrs. Hatfield.
Yes. And then the McCoys would steal your check.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. We're going to buy some copper tubing. We're going to buy some copper tubing with this check.
This is before I even knew that there was a Hatfields and McCoys. I just remember that she would always be angry if, you know.
When they held up the check, did they say, this here's city money?
No, she would stop by and tell me how much she hated everybody and then grab my check and move on.
I can't understand why someone whose whole lineage was based on the hatred of people wouldn't be more friendly.
Oh, is that the case? I don't know enough about that.
Oh, yeah. It's a legendary feud.
Oh, no. She was so salty.
Yeah.
I remember because I'd have all my roommates' checks because I'd be the responsible one, checker, and say, hey, here you go. This is the month's rent. When she would stop by and then she'd tell me how much she hated everybody that owned houses, even though they owned like a dozen of them.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, so, and you make small talk. And all the small talk would be full of her gripes.
Yeah. Did she hate you? You were giving her money. She has to have liked
you.
No,
she was hostile to me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Even after all that time of you coordinating all the checks?
No. It was more like, I didn't think you were going to answer the door. Like I'm hiding from her.
was her accent?
I'm downstairs and I had to walk upstairs and so now I'm here. Like it was just always something.
Yeah, always something.
I see you got new patio furniture. And then, and I was like, yeah, I guess the girls, they picked it up. And then she like,
Oh, this is when you were sharing the abode with ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a nice house.
Yeah. I bet she hated the ladies.
Oh, they from New York and New Jersey. Yeah. Got a lot of that.
But never condemned.
Never condemned, man. That's tough. Your son's home, we've seen pictures of it. His frat home.
Yeah, it's not great.
like a dumpster.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it's not even, and people that, have you ever power washed, anybody that's ever seen siding that's power washed? This is not even siding that hasn't been power washed.
No, no, it's wood siding. It's like an old, they would have to fix it up to make it be a haunted house this Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not to that level yet.
It looks like something out of
the Addams Family. It's horrible. It's a disaster. Yeah. And I, you know what? I was talking with friends over the weekend. I said, when we look at how people live in college, I said, I couldn't do that anymore. I couldn't live in a house without air conditioning anymore. I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't live with the filth that some people live with. I couldn't do that. And I just assumed he was going through that phase of, you know.
Filth phase.
The filth phase. And he'd get better. He'd get better. And the house, I really kind of hoped it wouldn't get condemned again.
I also feel like maybe the leadership of the fraternity,
is
maybe that should be questioned.
It's,
you know what I mean? Like,
ill-defined at best.
Like, who's checking off the boxes? Like, okay, we've got the building permit in. We've got the occupancy limit for the home. We've got our fire insurance. We've got our renter's insurance.
He was quick to blame the Michigan guy that he didn't do anything.
Rich Rodriguez?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. Barry Gordy?
No, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Woof. But so that's what's going on. I hope to hear more. I will get the down and dirty because he's coming home this weekend.
Well, yeah, he got evicted. He's got no home.
No. But this was planned before the condemnation. We are a part of the condemnation.
If he shows up and says, I'm gonna
stay here for a while.
I'm gonna stay here and just I'm gonna tell a class.
No, he's going back.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I mean, there's no home to go back to.
Well, he better figure something out.
He's packing up and then driving to your house.
Well, no, he's coming with his gal.
That doesn't mean he can't bring his stuff. Where's he going to leave his stuff?
Little car. I don't think there's going to be room for a lot of stuff.
Oh.
We'll see what happens. But
there's so many questions I have.
Many, many questions. And again, I wish I had answers for you, Oscar. I wish I did.
I'm happy that you are here to deal with these problems. But you let old Fresh Face at home take care of these problems. And I mean it with utmost respect.
Fresh Face.
Yeah. You mean, is that Carrie because of her elective plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fresh Face.
You let her deal with that. You deal with, you know, your recovery.
Right.
And work.
Right.
And then we'll all be okay.
And I do things.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're not the problem solver.
No, well,
you,
I'm not.
You
I'm not,
listen to the problems
I'm
and
not,
empathize.
You know what? Carrie, Fresh Face serves. I don't like that name.
I love the nickname.
Fresh Face?
Yeah.
It sounds like a Batman villain.
Old Fresh Face.
Old Fresh Face.
O-L.
Serves
O-L.
As a filter because
Fresh Face.
When there's a problem, he'll go to her and then she'll come to me.
Mm. Yeah, but are you solving the problem?
Well.
You're just a sounding board. You're a great listener.
How's that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're probably like, Carrie, what are we going to do? And Carrie tells you what we're going to do.
Fresh Face
picks up the phone and she makes things happen.
There are times when I listen because sometimes when I reply, she ends up doing what she wants to do anyway. It's pointless.
But I love, you wanted a mommy, you've got a mommy. And that's the way your dynamics have been set up. And
this is a very broad brush that you're painting with all of a sudden. But go ahead, we'll let it play out.
So, you know, mommy will take care of everybody.
And mommy is Fresh Face?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Fresh Face.
Oh, Fresh Face.
It's probably best that I say that and not you because.
Well, because I don't know that it's necessarily true.
She looks like Fresh Face.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the mommy thing. I don't care about the Fresh Face. It's true. She's got a new face. We've all seen it. It's a thing of beauty. But as far as needing a mommy, it's not like I can't function on my own, you know.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And I love you, and I'm here to support you.
Thank you.
If you want to get on Trello or Zillow and find them a home together, we can do that after the show.
I don't want to do that. I don't think that's what we need to do.
There's got to be some dirtbag that failed out that he can move into a house.
A teenage dirtbag?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Like Wheatus told us.
Oh, good call with the Wheatus.
Oh, I saw Wheatus perform in a backyard pool in Dundalk, a part of the HFS home invasion.
That was at the peak of their career?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're doing the same thing, but they're cleaning the pool.
No, I think Wheatus, one hit wonder.
Yeah. You know what? I bet they're enjoying a brief spark of recognition based on the TikTok
trend. Someone's getting their mortgage paid.
Yes. Johnny Wheatus.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Joe Wheatus, and I had a hit record. But I spoke to Carrie, and I think she heard me. I don't know. I couldn't hear her very well. I said,
Mommy?
Regardless, he needs to get on the waiting list to get a dorm because you know what? If it's just for a month and they're going to cover it, it gives him a place to sleep.
Yeah. I don't. Do you know how leases work?
Yeah.
I don't think dorms go month to month.
No, but this is temporary housing that is being sought out by the company because of the extenuating circumstances. It's not going to be a permanent dorm thing. It's just until the house is uncondemned.
Yeah, but what if it's not?
Then I say we put a lot of our focus on next year.
Yeah, my advice would say we tried the experiment with drinky beery Kai, and now it's time to step away and secure thoughtful, safe housing.
Right.
For the rest of the year, and maybe come back to the home if it's back in play.
Right.
Next year. But get a what safe about, haven for the rest of the year next semester.
I was going to say, what about just through Christmas, through the Christmas break?
If you can get a short lease, I mean, I just don't ever see people going month to month, but I guess things change.
But again,
it's college.
I got to look at this offer, but the way it was given to me on a thumbnail sketch
yes.
is that if he was to get temporary coverage or temporary housing mm-hmm. in the dorm, it would indeed be temporary, and that the company that one of those cousin-owned companies would cover the money that the university would.
Yeah.
I bet this is not something that's never happened before. I bet that there's
there's
condemned houses up there before.
That's
probably
true.
You've seen that row of houses.
I don't remember ever having anybody. People have left their house because it burned down.
Sure. And sometimes not even them.
Yeah, people have left their house because, you know, there was some sort of altercation, so the roommates didn't get along and they moved.
Friction?
But I've never seen in my life, in my 3 years at WVU, 5 years, even my super senior year, right?
Yeah.
Two a dean and three, that's five total. Never, ever did anybody come. And I had some dirtbag, associates.
Right.
That they ever, ever, ever get kicked out or displaced by a condemned notice from the housing department.
It's
nutty. These are places that I'm saying people would be doing whippets, you know, all the time.
Well, that's not going to cause structural damage.
No, but you're not
to the person.
You're not making the best decisions.
No, well, nobody's making good decisions. They're in college.
Yeah, that's we'll keep us posted.
I certainly will.
Our little serenade.
I did. I did. I don't know if he did or not. But you know all the words. I think that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, when you get hammered enough, this thing comes on. It's like an anthem.
It is like an anthem. An anthem of people that don't have homes.
How many people live in that home?
I think it's like 600.
No, it's probably like 20?
No, it's not even that many.
15?
I think it's like 8.
8?
I think. But then it's still...
That screams desirable.
That's also the place where people convene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just seems so awkward.
Guess what? More than seems, it is awkward.
Power 95. Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who's this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scoville?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Mara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st with a special pre-sale opportunity for bonus show subscribers.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
That's next level stuff on that promo. And tickets Friday after
Friday.
5, right?
Friday.
5 p.m.?
5 p.m.
All right, look for those emails. And remember, if you're not a bonus show subscriber, it's not too late to subscribe and get that email.
Mm.
But now, something much more pleasant than a condemned house. I keep saying the wrong word. A condemned house. I'm a little off my game.
Mm.
The weather, as you know, is gorgeous. It's the best time of year. So lighten up and enjoy it. Dadgrass is great for any time. It can help you chill out before a big meeting or be the replacement for that evening glass of wine. Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. I might visit it tonight. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. Try their token smokable pre-rolled joints, or if you prefer, hemp flower, or their selection of CBD tincture drops. Oscar's a tincture guy.
Yeah, look, but a little over 2 weeks sober.
Yeah.
The tincture, get home. That's a great replacement. Don't feel a hangover. Go right to bed.
It helps you sleep. It's really it's the great. Most beautiful night's sleep you will ever
classic.
Have.
Classic is my form.
Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dodgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. Dodgrass. All Dodgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS to check out their products. And right now, Dodgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dodgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dodgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. So before I was sidled with this whole condemned house thing, I turned to Carrie last night and I said, have you ever seen the movie Hocus Pocus?
Oh.
And she said, no. Have you? I said, no. And everyone's making a very big deal about it.
Didn't you say, hey, old fresh face?
I did. That's exactly
Have you ever seen the movie Hocus Pocus?
And she said, I've never seen it. No, her mouth is fully functional. And then it got me to think as I was flipping around, it's only October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is not a real holiday. There's too much.
I disagree. I'm a big Halloween guy.
Yeah. But even so, there's too much preamble to Halloween for what we're going through. Have you ever seen Hocus Pocus? And what's all the hubbub about that?
No, I'm not a 16-year-old teenager.
Well, then let's go to our resident, Pony.
Teenage girl.
Have you ever seen Hocus Pocus?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, but I mean, like that's the, it's, I'm a Mean Girls fan, but.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Hocus Pocus.
But doesn't it seem
transcended
like I know there's a Hocus
cultural
Pocus.
Zeitgeist.
Well, there's a Hocus Pocus 2, and I think they're trying to put it back into the forefront, but it seems to me there's so much talk of Hocus Pocus this year, and I'm like, not
that
only.
That is weird.
I have you noticed it? It's everywhere.
Yeah, and a little bit. Yeah, I'm seeing ads for it.
I see it. I'm a purist. Like, give me another Halloween. Give me another for movie wise. I'll take a Jason. I'll take.
Oh,
a
so
Freddy,
you want
right?
you want a slasher?
Like, I want
slasher
the horror.
Movie. Yeah, yeah.
I want a mask that melts when you watch. The television.
Where do you lay in on Scream then?
Scream was great for the first two.
Yeah, I ended up watching.
Three
all
got
of them.
Nauseous.
Yeah.
They've been running Scream all. I just rewatched one. It was on cable.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tubi.
No, I think it might have been HBO
HBO's
or Showtime.
Home box office.
And it kind of holds up. It's nice to see like Lillard and all the actors.
The first one is a great film. It really, really is a
you
fun
You get
movie.
To see them again. You're like, oh yeah. Man, everybody was young like mm-hmm. we were once. But I don't. For me, Halloween. You've always, I think, hated Halloween.
Well, I had a bad Halloween last year too.
Yeah. So it was what happened last year?
Last year, remember, Carrie was out of town, and both kids were at college, so yeah. I was home alone. Like this. I was home alone.
But you were still drinking that.
I was drinking, but not for this. I think I had a couple beers during this.
It wasn't your bit to give alcohol to other parents.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did that, but. I got such a ration of bad feelings from you and Mike that I think Halloween was a Sunday last year, if I recall. It was a weekend.
We forced you into offering candy because you were going to cancel Halloween.
I said I was going to be a turn the lights off guy. Mm-hmm. So I went and I got candy and I said, you know what? Let's take it up a notch.
Yeah.
And I sat in my driveway as idiots in my neighborhood do. And I set up a chair for myself. I set up a second chair and I put a skeleton in mm-hmm. it. And, the skeleton and I are sitting out there.
No big deal.
And I got my Bluetooth speaker and I played Halloween music.
Yeah, I love it.
The whole thing.
I love it.
And there was like a big throng of kids. It was really happening for about 18 minutes. Yeah. And then it got to be about 8 o'clock and I'm sitting out there and I realize I'm miserable. It's cold. No one's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And this sucks.
Plus your... Halloween during the pandemic, it was different.
Yeah.
So this Halloween should be jumping because a lot of parents weren't letting kids go out.
Well, I think everyone will be wearing a mask.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, this is the coming out Halloween.
Yeah, this is a big
this
deal.
I remember Georgetown last year, for those of you not in the area, like, that's where everybody goes. They shut down the streets.
They do.
Last year, didn't shut them down because not that many people were going out and because they were scared of COVID.
And everyone was just jumping up and down on your car, right?
That was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. I was stuck with
pre-COVID. PC.
Didn't realize it wasn't related. Sounded like it might be an early symptom.
So I think now you should expect
more.
Like I'm expecting that FOMO that people had.
The fear of missing out.
That you see, like, you know, Disney World sold out every day because people are, it's the revenge travel.
Yes.
This is people that are going to go all out for Halloween to get back in the mix.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's just,
What about you and Fresh Face? Why don't you guys get dressed up and do something fun?
I don't want to get dressed up. I don't like costuming.
You could wear cool costumes now. You don't have to be a big marshmallow anymore.
Be a sexy nurse.
You could do anything. Like, you, this is a whole new body.
Sexy male nurse.
Am I wrong, Pony? Like, you could be the Cobra Kai. You could be the skeleton.
Maybe. But I don't know that Fresh Face wants to put on an outfit. And certainly not cover up the brand new face.
If you bring fun, you know,
into dysfunctional?
Yeah. Who is if you're a Cobra Kai, right?
Yeah.
You're like a retired, you're like, you know what I mean by Cobra Kai, like the skeleton, like onesie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a gi. Are they called a gi?
No, Karate Kid 1.
Yeah.
When Daniel's son gets beat up.
Yeah, but I mean,
outside,
that karate
outfit. He's not wearing a gi.
Okay.
It's okay, this is.
Oh, so you're going back to the actual movie of Karate Kid.
Let me give you a pop culture lesson.
Listen, pal, I saw Karate Kid in the theater.
Okay, well, great.
When you say Cobra Kai, I thought you were talking about the modern show.
No, I'm talking about
the original school, the OG.
The OG, where Johnny Ware and his crew, the Cobra Kais,
yes,
they're all wearing skeleton onesies.
Yes, it's like a black spandex thing. Yes,
that
I
only
remember
skinny people can wear.
Right, well, you
can. I can't even wear that.
A fat person could wear it, but it would look like you have fat bones.
Correct. You are not fat anymore.
Well.
And I'm telling you, maybe it's time for you to bring out your Cobra Kai.
Maybe that
and
could
then,
be. Fresh Face.
Fresh Face can dress up as, you know, one of what was Elizabeth Shue's character's name, or Elizabeth Shue in like the 80s?
Yeah,
And you could be one of Johnny's pals.
I could dress up as the shower, like the Karate Kid.
No,
did.
You're a skinny guy now. You don't have to
small
cover
shower.
Yourself up.
No, I don't know. I'm not as skinny as you think. I've lost a lot of weight.
What are you talking about?
I've lost a lot of weight now. Right now, this morning.
You know, you want to tell the world.
Not
I'd tell
really.
The world.
This morning was 221.
What's the lowest you've been
ever?
Yes.
Well, I mean, like in my adult life?
Yes.
Was 227.
Okay. So this is the skinniest you've ever been.
Like since high school. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But here's the sad thing. It's not that skinny.
Really?
Yeah.
You look great,
well,
though.
Well, I appreciate it. But
how many pounds have you lost?
94?
See, this is, it's nuts.
It is. That's a lot of weight. It really is. That's
how much you weigh? You weigh 97 pounds, right?
Yeah, I've lost.
Yeah,
a pony.
That's like at least 3/4 of me.
I've lost a pony and a half.
Yeah,
but I would be happy for Halloween to turn my lights off and sit in and watch a scary movie and be done with it.
If you dressed up in,
I get mad. Here's another thing I get mad about, and I don't. I didn't like Halloween before last year.
You're so grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. I'm not.
Jeez.
But also, I don't like the notion that's in my neighborhood that people are on the driveway to make it easy for the kids to get the handout. Don't you think they should have to?
That violin.
Yeah,
they need to work for it.
They should have to climb the steps, ring the bell, and say trick or treat.
Make a stand. Move your little setup to the top.
You see, I will. But even then, I get mad about that. And also, I don't like the half-assed costume. I don't like the college freshman or the high school for the college freshman. No, but the high school freshman that just puts on their football uniform and walks around. I don't like that. I want to see some effort.
I think you'll see a lot of that this year.
I like cute little kids.
I think a lot of people isolate that.
Yep.
That's a lot of people where I think what we have seen, especially with these vaccinations and where our country is today, you will see this return to, like, we don't have to do trunk or treat. Like, we will go to home.
Yeah, and I hate that, too. I saw a thing on social media where it's a trunk or treat kit. Yeah,
come to Westfield Mall.
Yeah, and we'll turn your car into a pirate ship, and it comes with all this crap, and it's like, no!
Yeah, I think that you're a purist. Bring it all back. Do your thing, but expect the best.
I'm going to, you know what? Not only am I going to...
You know, I think what really is getting
I'm going to hand
you,
out apples.
You can't eat the candy. You can't eat the candy.
That's true.
Yep.
So that's the underlying, that's the painful part.
I'm going to hand out apples with razor blades in them.
No.
Because that's really old school.
But Harry's razor blades.
With Harry's razor blades. Guys, and you never know.
No.
Never know when they're dull.
Be honest.
Yes. No, I don't like the fact that I won't be able to eat the candy.
Yeah, part of the fun of buying the candies, ask my roly-poly mom, is, God bless you, mom. I know that you buy two of those.
She could do a podcast with Fresh Face.
Those fun packs, one's for you, one's for the kids. I always see that rocking, like that you get too much for a reason. Oh, I have too much, and that ends up in your candy jar.
She's not a full-sizer? She doesn't do the full-sizes?
No, she's full-size herself.
Jesus.
I say that with all respect and love for my mom.
That was terrific.
That's part of the joy.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is. Yeah.
You got to enjoy the what you give out, but now you just got to
I like the full-size candy bars and that, you know what? It's not a thing anymore. I can't do it. Nor can I raid my child's candy when they get home. See, Robert hated chocolate. It was always a great thing.
Come to daddy.
Daddy help you out with that.
Yeah.
I remember when he was really little, I've probably told this before, he went on it, and this was when we lived in a neighborhood that was a substantial walk from house to house, and he rang the bell and the guy came out and he said trick or treat, and the guy had a bowl that had like Reese's cups and Snickers and all the top line stuff, and Robert looked at it and he said no thank you. Yeah, but he said no thank you. And then there was another time when we sent him up by himself and he rang and he said trick or treat. And the initial encounter, and then the guy left. He came back with a can of fruit.
Like he's got this kid's confused. Let's give him some fruit.
Give him some fruit. Something will help.
You
got
to take something. You don't like chocolate, kid?
Anyway, listen, kids. Try harder. Climb the steps. Dazzle me. You know what? Maybe. You know what? How about this?
I think this year's going to be a renaissance.
You think so?
I feel it.
What if some kid comes up and says, trick or treat, and I look and I don't like his costume, and I just go, nah, don't think so, and shut the door.
Look, if you want to be
Grumpy,
Mr. Grumpy, then that's your prerogative, but you have to, like, I think of all the years.
Yes.
And especially for you, this is an opportunity for you to dress up in something cool that you could never dress up in before.
Mm-hmm.
And even for yourself.
Well, I am saving up for one thing, but it won't be ready in time.
I get it. But, you know, that's, and I'll ask you about it later.
No need. It's a little weird.
No.
No, it's not weird.
Here we go.
It's very expensive, and I promise
myself. Just tell me.
I promise myself if I could get below 200 pounds, I will buy myself a real Elvis jumpsuit.
Oh,
as made by the manufacturer that made them for the movie.
If it makes you happy, fine.
Yes, and a cape.
I could think of something that's, you know, probably more fulfilling, but for you?
Like what?
I guess.
Nothing more fulfilling than a jumpsuit.
I don't know. Like, your obsession with Elvis is ungodly unhealthy.
Well, it's cosplay. People love cosplay.
Yeah, but this man, he says, I'm going to treat myself for surviving and my sobriety by buying myself a jumpsuit.
Something I've wanted my entire life.
Yeah.
Not some crappy Halloween spirit store jumpsuit. I'm talking the real deal.
That doesn't make it cooler for someone that doesn't think it's cool.
It's like the one, I'm not narrowed it down yet, but I think it'll be the one from the Hawaii concert, which is probably my favorite. And that does have a belt and a cape. And it's got an eagle.
A cape.
Yes, Pony, a cape. You should see the concert.
I can't believe you wore a cape. It's crazy.
But you don't look
like Elvis.
No, I don't. That's part of, maybe with the jumpsuit, if you squint.
No, like
I'll take my glasses off.
Are you gonna wear like a wig or something?
No, certainly not. No.
Are you gonna do karate?
I might do karate. You never can tell. Kara means empty, Tay means hand. Elvis explained this to me.
I thought it was gonna be so much cooler.
Well, what did you think it would be?
I don't know, but I didn't think you'd want an Elvis jumpsuit. I feel like I see those on Pawn Stars every weekend.
No, you don't see that.
You're like, so and so wore this, and they're like, fine, I'll give you $20.
Oh, no, it's not. If it were $20.
But can you just find one on eBay?
I check every day.
That's crazy.
But you know what it seems like? It seems like to me Elvis impersonators are smaller guys.
Yeah, no one wants to see fat Elvis.
Well, that's what they got for 20 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying like no one's going, like the Elvis you saw wasn't fat Elvis.
No, I'm talking about short guys.
What do you mean?
Like I think that most Elvis impersonators are not 6'2". So when I'm seeing the
How tall was Elvis?
Elvis was about 5'10 or 11, I think, depending on their...
Because he was tall for his time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the guys now that do it are probably shorter, and the jumpsuits are therefore shorter.
Yeah, because...
The last thing you want is a jumpsuit that's too small.
Oh, so you're saying, like, you'll be the cool Elvis because you're tall.
No, I've never said that, but absolutely.
Yeah, because... So you're saying all the... I'm sorry. Maybe I got that wrong, and I'm sorry, America, for dealing with this for so long.
No. You asked.
The... suits that you find are short guys.
Yeah, because okay. I think maybe all the Elvis impersonators that are dying are short.
Yeah, I mean, they shrink.
Yeah, and also I haven't seen a lot of really good ones. I've seen a couple decent. They had the teardrop, which was nice.
I don't even know what that means.
I would consider the sundial or the nail head.
Do these suits have like lore?
They have names, yeah.
And all I saw him wearing in that movie, it was a lot of... The same stuff.
Well, there's variants. But I mean, they started rather plain and then they got very ornate. The last one he wore was the sundial.
I don't have this yearning, and I'm happy that you found something you love. Like that makes you interesting. Like my thing is Transformers and I'm almost over that.
Then what? We have to move on to something.
I gotta find something new.
Yeah.
I don't want MC Hammer pants.
You know
what I mean? I don't want to dress up like someone.
You may need them before you know it.
I mean, I'm basically wearing them now, but I'm saying I'm not looking forward. Like that's not.
No. Like, I mean, it wouldn't be an everyday. Keep them.
It doesn't seem like the coolest thing for you. I thought you were going to say like Blue Man Group suit or something crazy like that.
No, I wouldn't want that. That would be too messy with the makeup. And keep in mind, I wouldn't wear it to work.
You'd be a great blue man.
The bluest of blue.
I mean, you're bald. Aren't they all bald?
Yes, they are. And I appreciate that. I'm not sure that's really the...
Skinny bald guys walking around like a tarantula.
Yeah, and beating on pipes and stuff. Yeah, Blue Man Group. But I think the jumpsuit is more my scene, but don't worry, I won't wear it to Podville.
I don't think it is, but...
You don't?
I can't wait to see you in it.
And you know what? If I do it, I'll tan. It'll look great.
It'd be embarrassing.
No.
Will you do it, wear it to New Orleans?
Yeah. Will you be skinny then?
You never can tell.
Nolens.
The
months are ticking off.
Yeah, you know what? People say this. If you go to the House of Blues, for God's sakes, wear a cape.
They do.
They do say this.
Yes.
We'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, some sentimental thoughts
from
the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's gonna get harder and it's gonna get worse.
Keeping it real dumb.
When it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's gonna get harder.
Stupid is a stupid noise.
You was a dummy!
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's gonna get harder and it's gonna get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now!
And yes, I will still be skinny in New Orleans because I'm not allowed to buy the jumpsuit.
I'm challenging you.
Until I'm 200 pounds. I've got to get there.
It's a jumpsuit challenge. Jumpsuit challenge.
JSC?
Yes.
Very good. America, get ready. Or as I used to say, get ready, America. Fall is here. Things are busy. And we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. Mm. It's the best way to feel your best. And just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. I bet Elvis would have loved Liquid IV.
Oh my God.
Because he loved stuff that was efficient and smart. And Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like Tropical Punch, Lemon Lime, Concord Grape, that's my favorite, Pina Colada, and Mike's beloved Strawberry.
Ooh.
Strawberry is good. Plus, it has 3 times the electrolytes of the traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV, Oscar, has cellular transport technology, CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. To date, they've donated over 24 million servings globally. So be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or here's a better play. You can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today by using the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Can't go wrong with Liquid IV. Just a quick, some tip-ins.
Yes, please.
One is, have you heard from your son?
I have not.
Okay. Two.
For people that are listening in real time.
Ralph Rice says that you should dress up as the king from House of Dragons.
That's probably perfect. Right, yes.
Though he does look infirmed in gray. If you have a tan, that wouldn't look right.
Yeah, I need to do the wig.
My friend Kim, she said that you're within 10 pounds of Rob. And I responded with, ouch, he's the hot chick now.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, on a separate show, you TM Wassaholics will know that I've already given addressed that like, it's like you're look how fit that young broadcaster is, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes, Senor Spiewak. Yeah. Tia Rob.
Is Oscar on prednisone because he looks puffy?
No, it's not that. It's not that at all. This I found fascinating. I think you will like it too because you and I have discussed even in the privacy of our own lives, Amazon reviews.
Oh yeah,
and the way to sort of gauge them, and you've always had a great piece of advice about Amazon reviews.
To say the 5 stars are great, the 1 stars are fine, but look at the 3 stars, you'll get the real deal on the 3 stars.
Exactly. So this comes from Wired, and it's how to spot fake Amazon reviews.
Oh.
And I'm curious if you will agree to some of this stuff here.
I love this. Thank
right?
you.
If you rely on Amazon reviews, and I think a lot of us do.
Yes.
A lot of us rely on Amazon reviews. At least a little bit. But according to one study, 42% of Amazon reviews are fake. Nearly half.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you spot them?
So
do you have any red flags that you have?
I do. For me, if the username looks like it also belongs in some sort of Pornhub comment list.
Can you give an example of these names?
Yeah. So if it's a real user, they usually have like a regular name.
Yes.
That says, you know, Oscar something, something, something.
Oscar Santana 12.
Yeah. Or like Oscar DC, whatever.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's who's comfortable. Or somebody like, it's like a witty name.
Right.
I'm like, okay, real review.
Right.
If it's user 178567899 and then it says, great product, buy today. Problem.
Okay. All right. Well, here are the red flags that Wired says to watch out for. Almost all 5-star reviews. If a product has too many 5-star reviews with maybe an occasional 4-star mixed in, and almost anything negative is tiny and not a deal breaker. So if it's like, if no one can find a problem with it at all, you're probably dealing with something that's been reviewed in a fake way. Do you buy this?
There's ways to game the system where you buy a ton of overseas reviews.
Mm-hmm.
When we had our Amazon affiliation, you would get like pulled into, not by Amazon, but just by the sheer, we're going, you know, it's marketing. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, are you selling anything on Amazon? Mm-hmm. Buy reviews.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's weird.
All right. If the reviews have a lack of detail, vague praise, and generic review titles.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Buy
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Great product.
Great thing.
Saved my life. Buy today.
Better than others.
Yes.
Yeah. Similar wording to other reviews, and I've seen this before, where it's almost like a copy and paste
this
deal.
This is great. When you see, what is it? I've seen this before. Best materials. Not cheap.
That's not okay. Also, lots of reviews occurring on one specific date with long gaps between those dates.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's something to watch for.
This just came out and everything came in this one week and it's gone now.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then the customer also bought section is full of unrelated products. That's a sign that they're paid reviewers just buying random stuff they've been told to buy.
Yeah, there's got
to
be, though, review farms out there.
Definitely.
Right?
Like, how
that
do you
are
mean?
Just bots.
Oh, yeah. I would think so. Like,
that are set up in, you know, some foreign nation or even locally. That's all they do. Like, that's why I say when it's a user 152.
And also the stuff where it says, you know, this is great. It's really good.
When it's broken English, guaranteed overseas. And I'm not, this is not against any of my countrymen. I'm an immigrant. I'm saying very clear, like, superlatives.
Yes.
Without any context to the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
A bot did this or they hired an offshore firm to, like, boost the rating.
So you want specific reviews like this jumpsuit is great.
I see a paragraph.
None of the stones fell off. The cape is the right length. Yes. All that. And finally.
I'm so happy I'm skinny.
So happy. It's mentioning how better it is than competing products. So they're specifically...
Don't buy the Sony HDMI LED.
Yeah, why would you?
Buy this off-brand just as good.
The Emerson.
Yeah.
Buy the Emerson.
Sunny. Buy the Sunny.
I know who you are.
This is my television. Yep. I know who you are. It's the Sunny Trinitron. I ate a plum. So anyway, be on the lookout. Beware.
I always felt like Sanyo was the Sunny for Sony.
No, well, I think that they probably have some sort of... The name was probably chosen with that in mind, but I think Sanyo is a good product. Isn't it? Isn't Sanyo a decent product? Pony, what did you read on Sanyo?
I never seen the Sanyo Trinitron.
I think the best one was Magnet Box.
Instead of Magnavox?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You know what's good? Panasonic. Panasonic, when they were making
these great panels.
And Pandasonic. You
know, Pandasonic. Yeah.
Pandasonic.
That one's got some knockoff.
Golden Pandasonic. Panasonic built the first itty-bitty DVD player.
Remember? My dad had it.
I used it when we used to travel back and forth to New York. It was great. And
Silver?
Yes.
Yeah, and that thing was
5-inch
awesome.
Screen. Ooh. And
just, you were like, felt like you were in the future.
Yeah, and they'd say, you could get a laptop computer and it'd do the same thing. Huh? What?
Had a separate battery to jack in.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, and if you got on the train early, it was actually electronic. You could use the current on the train.
Plug in.
Yeah. I'd stay
TikTok.
Although internet.
Bitcoin.
All that stuff. I'd say, I'm getting off at Boston. I haven't finished The Godfather yet.
It was so hard to do anything when we were younger.
Tell me about it.
Like now everything's just on our phones.
Walkmans.
What a life.
I know. You can take pictures.
Yeah. I can get skinnier.
Well, let's start with pictures. We'll be back. It's the Michael Mara Show.
When Mike's away, Rob, Oscar, and Pony get away with hilarity on the latest bonus show.
When you point at me, that means to go.
Here's Rob and Oscar.
I'm making demands of dude.
What did you get for Christmas?
I thought.
You did not get a hot dog for Christmas.
Dude?
Yes.
Do you enjoy eating Lay's brand potato chips?
Yes, I did.
So great.
Are you drinking again?
Today's show was so heartfelt. If you could only bring that kind of real emotion to your voice acting.
No.
The TMOS bonus show is family fun for everyone. Gather the kids, get a subscription, and laugh the day away at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Oh, yes. What's holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience, Oscar?
Oh.
Is it the cost?
Mm.
Or are you always on the go?
Ah.
You are always on the go. Now you can level up with Backbone. Backbone totally enhances your gaming experience on mobile.
I was playing my Backbone this weekend.
Backbone just released a PlayStation edition of their beloved Backbone 1 in collaboration with the PlayStation design team. How are you playing? What were you playing this weekend?
Well, Call of Duty's fun, right?
Yes, sure.
It's I can play at home.
Sure.
But the fact that I can take it on the go.
And it still feels the same.
Fantastic.
The controllers feel like the real control. Anyway, it's inspired by the design of the PS5 DualSense controller, and it's awesome. You simply plug in your phone to the Backbone and enjoy quality, console quality controls as you play your favorite games on the go. It's an officially licensed PS controller, and trust me, playing your PlayStation games on the go with Backbone is a game changer. It feels like the real deal. Real buttons, real joystick,
great
the
gift.
Whole deal. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now to order your Backbone. And for a limited time, get free access to over 350 console games and perks. Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal. Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you also receive a $10 credit for in-game perks. So don't miss out. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. That's playbackbone.com/TMOS.
I have an ask of you. Do we have time here?
I don't even know where we are on the
show. Jeez.
We're not yet to the town.
How much time do we have? 5?
10 if you want it.
No.
8?
5.
5 is good.
Since we have the live show coming up,
yes.
New Orleans, general public sale. Tickets go on sale for our April 15th show on November 1st.
Right.
The bonus show subscribers, you lovely people, lovely family.
And we love you.
TMOSaholics. Best way to support the show. You get the link this Friday.
Right.
At 5 p.m. I'm considering, and it's good that Mike isn't here today.
Oh, we'll be because back tomorrow, this is, by the way. This is something that he might have a problem with.
I think it's time. And maybe this could be just a strictly underground, like, get together. But Cat 2023.
Did you say Cat 2023?
We haven't talked about this off air.
But you know what? I'm all in. I love Cat 2023.
For those of you new to the family,
yes,
the Cat does not replace the live show.
No, it works hand in glove with the live show.
Yes. It is essentially a private, in-the-know pre-show to the live show.
It's not a pre-pre-show. It's just a pre-show.
Well,
right?
It's part of the festivities
right,
of the weekend.
The fabric of the weekend. Yes, yeah. It's a key thread in the fabric of the weekend.
But if we did Cat,
yes,
in an effort to stay off the radar and not, I mean, let's be honest, piss off Mike O'Mara.
Right. The first rule about Cat is we don't talk about
Cat. We don't talk about Cat. We can talk about Cat when he's not here. Meow.
Meow.
And for me, I feel like if we do it on TikTok,
Internet,
Bitcoin, he'll never see it. Because he doesn't know how to use it.
That's true.
But our listeners do.
Yes.
If we had a Cat 2023 exclusive stream on TikTok.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That we shoot and then stream from New Orleans.
Because people should know that we've tried to do Cat in the past. And the first Cat was, there was a grease fire.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate.
I mean, I was dressed up ready to rock.
I remember you were in a tuxedo and everything.
I had to tell people it was canceled.
Yeah.
It was one of the saddest moments of my showbiz
career.
It was
very sad indeed. So we can make good on that.
The second Mike Sabotage.
Yes, it was Sabotage.
He literally, from within, shut it down. He said we were morons. I think the word he used.
And he underlined it by talking.
And he didn't get that we weren't supposed to talk about Cat.
That's right.
And he didn't get that Cat was invitation only.
What he didn't understand he didn't understand the spirit of Cat.
It was also inside the Easter egg of the show.
Right.
But I think now he gets it because of the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
That there is something special, like, hidden within the show.
Right.
And this may be our opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I think. And what are you talking about again?
Cat 2023.
Oh, you found it.
2023.
Meow.
Meow. It's back. Cat is back again.
And look, I'm the first to say, let's not mix messages here. We haven't started selling the tickets.
We're not mixing messages. We're adding to the message.
Yeah. You're not just getting the show in New Orleans.
Right.
You're getting Cat 2023.
That's right. And Cat is... it's almost like a secret club.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way you could do it, because the things we do on Cat, you can't do anywhere.
No.
Not even on stage.
No. I think there's certain portions of... Small snippets of Cat exist on the dark web, but that's it.
No.
Pony, is it there? Did you take it down?
No. What happens in Cat stays in Cat.
Yeah.
Or at Cat. I'm
not
sure. I was
going to say, the Cat complains.
Yeah, Cat with a C, not a K.
Oh, dear. Is she going to be there?
Just letting you know.
All right, very good. So stay tuned for that. You know what? Secret messages within the show will be told. Drink your Ovaltine.
Look out for it.
Look out. It's going to happen.
Done and done.
And so, Cat, it's coming, man. Yeah. It's coming. And before we go on, I have to show you this. You know, Mark Riddell, who gets a solid gold trophy for doing that recent Maze promo. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
He listens live every day, and he was kind enough to send me the website that makes the jumpsuit I want. Now, I should tell you, I know of the website, but since it just had to pop, tell me that's not beautiful, huh?
Nah, it screams dork.
Does it scream dork? Yeah. What do you
think?
Look at that, Pony.
Screams dorky.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
It's gorgeous, and that's not even with
the cape.
Great.
That's going to be great.
That's going to look great. Non-committal.
I think he could wear that to work. That's flashy. It's showy. Like, this is turning over a new leaf here.
I mean,
like, if I'm
happy, if you're happy, I'm happy.
Yes.
But that just seems like, I mean, don't drink any coffee around that thing. Stained.
No, that's not even the worst of it.
Why?
Don't take any diuretics.
Oh.
You
That's
have to
gross.
One has to be. Elvis had to deal with these problems himself. I'm no better man than Elvis. He's just a man, flesh and bone.
Wait, so you're saying that you're more concerned about going number one or number two
than spilling?
Than spilling anything?
I would say it's all
beverage.
I would say it's all equally
because getting out of a jumpsuit to go to the restroom is. I mean, that could be considered hard.
It could be considered hard. You know what I need? I need a dresser. Pony.
No. Oh, Dan. We'll get Dan.
No, it's simply a zipper, but I think, I mean, with the belt and the
squire.
Cape. The cape hooks on, and I think that might be hard.
If you meet your goal weight, God bless you. Like, I'm happy. I mean, then if that makes you happy, I don't know. I don't even know what something like that costs.
Oh, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Your son can barely get a shelter, and you're buying jumpsuits.
Well.
But if whatever makes you happy.
Unlike the fraternity house, the jumpsuit holds its value. So stay
tuned.
I'm
sure it won't get condemned.
No,
not at all.
Unless, of course, it deals with some of the situations we just underlined.
The plumbing.
Yeah, the plumbing issues. I hope not. Stick around, folks. We got to take a trip to the sound town, and we'll do it after this. By the way, the jumpsuit in question, the Aloha. You can look at it.
Aloha.
Aloha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Don't forget about a cat. Cat.
2023. Yes. Back after this. Pony will be there after he helps me get dressed.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
Oh, it's back. Oh my God, we're back again.
Guess who's back?
So excited you guys are back.
Did you miss me?
I missed you.
Don't I miss you?
Gee, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, my boy.
Now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
You came back.
Some of them said you might not want to, but I knew you'd come. You would not come. You could not come.
We just wanted to see you. We miss you.
Hi, y'all are. No. I'm glad for you to see me. I guarantee.
Ooh, Cher, the Mike O'Mara Live Show returns to the House of Blues down in New Orleans. That's April 15th, 2023 at 8 p.m. Tickets go on sale on November 1st. And bonus show subscribers, watch your email for some pre-sale ticket advantages. Ooh, Lord. The Mike O'Mara Show live on stage. You gonna love it.
Ain't it fiction?
Always right with the world.
That read would have been better in a jumpsuit. Guaranteed. There's something special about the fall. The autumnal air, Oscar.
Ooh.
Yes, it's here.
I haven't walked to work today. It's the fall.
Oh my God, it was freezing this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's like I don't... It's. I don't mind this breeze. Like, I don't mind. Like,
No, I love the cool
right?
weather. I do. It is. And there's something special about the fall that brings us closer together. And with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove, creating those moments is easier than ever. Enjoy all the warmth and comfort of a fire pit, plus portability, quick setup and cleaning, and best of all, no smoke. The high-tech Solo Stove construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more effectively. There's so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. And that's the God's honest truth. They are brilliantly engineered, made with stainless steel, and designed to maximize blazing in minutes. I'm sorry, maximize efficiency. But it will have it blazing in minutes. I promise you it will. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. And they're so confident that you're going to love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. This is the Solo Stove time of year.
Yes.
Because it's a little chilly at night, and you light that thing up.
Really.
It's awesome. Solo Stove is the best. Marshmallows, not included. Prepare for your best outdoor memories yet and save big during the Solo Stove Fall Event. Plus, use promo code TMOS at solostove.com. for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off of top of the fall event deal. So hurry. The fall event ends November 10th. Do it. Do it now.
Sound.
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 Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
All right, this is sad, and this broke just before the show today.
I don't know
today.
What happened. I don't even know.
Big loss in the world of country music. Loretta Lynn passed away at age 90.
Jesus.
And I was shocked she was that old.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm shocked. She had a very, very full life.
I know that name. Like, she's a legend. She's a legend.
Have you ever seen the movie Coal Miner's Daughter?
Yes, I have.
It's a great movie, and I love it. Sometimes Carrie even occasionally calls me Do. Because that's what she calls
old
her husband.
Old fresh face.
Old fresh face. But this was Loretta Lynn. I don't have any produced stuff because this broke right before the show. But this was her first hit record. This is from 1960. just because her husband said, "You sound better than the girls on the radio."
Ever since you left me,
man. We all, like, that's an icon.
That's the sound right there, right? And then, of course, we all know from the great movie, and I think Sissy Spacek might have won an Oscar for it, like Coal Miner's Daughter, her life story.
Well, I was born to coal.
Urban Cowboy, different movie.
Different movie, yes. Very much so. And so is Sweet Dreams. So she started recording in 1960, and as recently as 2005, that's a long career, did a song with Jack White called Portland, Oregon.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and Slow Jim Biz, if that ain't love, then tell me what is,
Still sounds great.
Look, I grew up listening to alt rock, hip hop.
I'm not a country guy myself.
I'm not a country guy, but I like her impact in music is so vast and so legendary. When you drop the news on me, I just didn't know. Like,
yeah, it's a huge void, and I know 90 is a good run, but still, and she leaves us with the music.
It's like when Dolly goes, it doesn't matter if she's 120.
Yeah, bless her heart, and what a great sound, and she will be missed. And I know that she was very well regarded as being a friendly, great lady in the industry. Yeah. So safe home to Loretta Lynn. Last night on Monday Night Football, a guy ran on the field with a pink smoke flare.
Yeah.
Right. And they've gotten to a point now where they don't usually cover this stuff on television. They don't even make mention of the people that go on there.
Was it last night?
It was last night on Monday Night Football.
I thought it was, how did I see it? Jesus.
Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner didn't want to deal with this because it caused caused an interruption in gameplay.
Yeah.
So he took him out.
Fan is on the field, so we'll have a bit of a stoppage. And now some of the Rams players get involved. And Bobby Wagner had enough. He just took the fan down.
I saw this.
I just saw somebody running on the field, and he looked like he wasn't supposed to be on the field. So I saw security was having a little problem, so I helped him out.
So, yeah, he took him out.
There's this should happen more often. Cause it'll tell people if you're, streaking,
yes,
if you're protesting, these guys with pads are there for one thing only, to hit people.
Yeah.
And they will hit you.
They're sort of in an emotional state during the game.
Well, you're messing with their money. We're playing a game.
Yeah. So watch out, fan.
Like their career.
TikTok.
Internet, Bitcoin.
Right. You sent me this, Oscar, and I love it. It's, from the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Rob McElhenney. And his wife is Caitlin Olson. I didn't know they were married.
Very famous.
Didn't know they were married. And he was doing a song on TikTok, and she sneaks in the back. And it's called Caitlin Ruining Another One of Rob's Songs. And I knew you'd love it based on the melody.
So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job, joke, you broke. Your love lasts to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. Well, it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for...
What are you doing?
Coming in for the chorus.
No, I'll do this to the chorus. You just do the clap, and then that's it.
Just the clap?
Yeah, just the clap, and then...
I'm just supposed to stand here like an... for the rest of the song?
I don't care what you do. Fuck off. Just do the clap and then I can sing the rest of the song.
Why don't you do the clap?
Because I'm playing the guitar. So I can't. Thank you. We good? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Pretty genuine. Yeah. Sad for Whoopi Goldberg.
What happened?
They released or pre-released a movie of hers called Till that was shot sometime last year. And one of the reviews mentioned that they were distracted in the movie because Whoopi Goldberg was wearing a fat suit. They found it less than convincing. Mm-hmm. But it's sad when you're not wearing a fat suit.
There was a young lady who writes, and she was distracted by my fat suit.
Oh, God.
In her review. You should know that was not a fat suit. That was me. And that was steroids. Remember last year?
Yeah,
I had all,
you were,
okay,
you were
and I was Ill. Very,
was very sick.
And
you
so,
were in the hospital.
But I just want to let you know that it's okay not to be a fan of a movie, but you want to leave people's looks out. So
yeah.
Just comment on the acting, and if you have a question, ask somebody.
That's a valid point at the end there.
No, but I had a problem with Tom Hanks' fat suit.
Yeah, but
does that make me an evil person?
No. But the thing is that when you say someone is wearing an unrealistic fat suit and they're not wearing a fat suit,
oh, yeah.
That's not
well,
okay.
Well, you gotta look for women, it's different.
Yes.
Like for women, they could be pregnant, they could there's so many things that could be happening.
And she
right?
was on a medication that was
prednisone.
Causing,
yeah. I'm telling you, this is what I got.
Yeah.
Look at this fat face.
I don't think it's prednisone for you though.
So no, that's what my mom always says, and she's a really poly. She's like, "Is that prednisone?" there are people laughing all around.
Yes,
our audience.
You know we've done a lot today. A lot of niche comedy.
No, but for our audience, there are people on prednisone, and they are puffy.
They are,
and
they
you
are.
Know who you are.
Absolutely. We call them the puffy guys.
So no, and the ladies
and the ladies. Gals.
They're in the prednisone.
I think it's a rheumatoid arthritis medication, if I'm not mistaken, that my mom swears makes her puffy.
That was terrific, Pony.
I don't know if that actually happens,
well,
for the record.
But, so your mom is not wearing a fat suit?
No.
Okay, that's
But
good.
I remember as a child when my mom got heavier.
Yes.
Running over and thinking that she was pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You will always be the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today is October 4th.
Yes.
It is National Vodka Day.
Mm.
I don't observe anymore.
No.
It is National Taco Day, which
Ooh,
is great.
Taco Tuesday.
It's also National Squirrel Awareness Day and National CB Day.
What's
Citizens
CB?
Band Radio. You know, the Citizens Band Radio, CB Radio.
Yeah.
And
Barker.
You would think it would be hard to ally at least two of those into one song.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know there was a hit song in the 70s called Hey Shirley?
No.
Let's listen to just a bit of it.
Hey, Shirley, this is Squirrely. You've got your ears on.
It's a novelty record.
Yeah, no, the Chipmunks.
It's not. It's,
oh,
it's,
who's
it's,
this?
This is Shirley and Squirrely.
Oh, I thought this was a Chipmunks album.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure it's the same technology.
Similar animal.
Yeah, similar technology, similar animal. Thank you, Pony, for taking it to the
That's not Theodore?
No, it's not.
Are you running barefoot over there?
Anyway, just so you know, that exists, and it makes me glad they don't have a lot of novelty records anymore.
Yeah, I could have totally, I thought you were doing a bit like that.
No,
was
no, that's
the,
for real.
The Chipmunks.
That's for real.
Okay.
Here's the deal, and I got a little nostalgic about this because Blue's Clues was a big deal when my kids were growing up.
Yeah,
Paramount
you
Plus.
You can wear that Blue's Clues suit now, skinny.
If anything, I'd be Steve.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm not Blue, not the dog.
Yeah, and you're not Asian.
No, Steve was before the Asian guy.
No.
There was Steve and Josh, and Josh is the Asian guy. I think Joe was the one in the middle. But anyway, we were an old school Steve guy in our family, and they're doing a Paramount Plus Blue's Clues movie. And all three Blue's Clues hosts are in it.
Mm.
And I thought, that's kind of cool.
Bauer, have you seen my handy-dandy notebook?
Just forgot his handy-dandy notebook! If they're lost, we must go to New York City!
We have to help find them.
I know a guy.
Josh's house?
You? Is that you?
Remember what
for
Josh
sale?
Always said?
What's that?
Josh's house is for sale either in Venice, California.
Oh, the actual Josh guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or this is going to be two different worlds.
Yeah.
It's Venice or Soho. It's one of these, but it's a skinny, it's where they have like these luxury townhomes that look like kind of.
He paid for his neighborhood.
Yeah. What he has is so much square footage hidden behind this little facade that it's almost like the Batcave.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot of Blue's Clues money.
So the plot line here is that they get lost in New York City, and the previous two Blue's Clues hosts have to find him before they get rolled by crack dealers.
Whoa. I was like, just like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's a lot like Spider-Man, but different. And let's finish up here. I know you have a meeting to get to.
Yeah, well, production.
Yes, so much, so busy. You'll be pleased to know that Chipotle is modernizing their services.
Chipotle is set next month to begin testing its new kitchen robot,
named Chippy. And to give you the authentic Chipotle experience, the robot will be high as hell.
One of the things I miss about our old studio.
I wasn't expecting that.
Going back to that Chipotle and seeing people staring at the fryer. So anyway, good for them. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages and talking head requests can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20036. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmeraShow.com. TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin. Thanks for listening. That's all right. We got it right yesterday. 2023. Thanks for listening and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.